Good morning, and welcome to the Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, your guide, and I will be with you for the next 30 minutes, taking you through a meditative journey that will help to start your week, start your day, and give you an opportunity to move forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to help you create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of whatever your current goals are. So for this week, the focus is unconditional love. And unconditional love is just another way of saying being in a place of divine love. When you are experiencing and giving unconditional love to anyone, and particularly to yourself, there's no judgment that's attached to it. There's no negative self-talk. There's compassion, there's understanding, there is a level of simply loving because of the wonderful being that you are. And so the meditation for today, for this week, is to assist you in experiencing that full unconditional love that you have for yourself and that will then carry over to others. So let's go ahead and get started. I'd like for you to make sure that you're sitting in a position where your back is straight, your feet are flat on the floor, your hands are in your lap, and your eyes are closed. Now, if you're more comfortable sitting on the floor or sitting with your legs crossed, that's fine. Just make sure that you're comfortable and that you can be still throughout this meditation. Preferably, you don't want to cross anything because you want to maintain an open channel of energy of the life force between you and divine source. But if you're much more comfortable crossing your legs on the floor in an Indian style, then you may do that. Now take a few deep, connected breaths all the way from the tips of your toes, going up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily and gently, and inhale again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale easily, effortlessly. Very good. And imagine that you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way to the core center of the earth. And there at the core of the earth, the roots of this tree trunk are embedded very solidly, very securely. And you are as one with this tree trunk as you sit on top of it. It is as if it is an extension of you. And again, just take some nice, deep, and easy breaths. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. Just envision the color of the edge of that bubble, whatever it may be. And if you don't see the colors clearly, just know what it is. And envision or imagine that this bubble is moving so that it is 18 inches from all around you. 18 inches over your head, under your feet, in front of you, behind you, on all sides. Very good. And now see the edge of that bubble, the color changing to a golden vibration. A gold color, stiff edge, kind of like an eggshell edge to this bubble, to your aura. And imagine outside of your aura, about 3 feet in front of you, a giant violet flaming wall, a nice large violet flaming wall. It's burning from the ground up. This is a flaming wall of purity and purification. And again, continue to breathe nice and easily. The breath is very important. It's one of the first ways to begin the journey into unconditional self-love. It is the way that you're able to bring in the essence of the divine all around you. It's loving. It's compassionate. And as you exhale, you're releasing whatever the energies are that no longer serve you, that may hold you at a lower vibration. Very good. And you will begin to clear each and every chakra. And the way that you will do this is by breathing through each chakra one by one. As you inhale, you bring in the essence, the love, the full glory and magnificence of the divine, of the creator. And as you exhale out through each chakra, you will clear away any of the negative energies, those energies that hold you back, the energies that keep you from fully loving yourself, the energies that keep you stuck in a place of limitation. You will exhale each of those energies out. It doesn't matter whether you know what they are or not as you exhale. So let's get started by clearing the chakras and being aware that the chakras are energy centers that help to balance and regulate your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. When they are in balance, all your bodies are harmonized, and being in harmony, you're able to flow more easily throughout this life experience. So as you inhale deeply from the tips of your toes up through your spine, exhale out through your first chakra, located at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. And as you continue to breathe deeply through that area, allow any energies that help you, that keep you stuck, rather, in survival. Just let them go. Not having enough money, not being in good enough health, not having the roof over your head that you'd really like, or the right kinds of food that you can afford to eat. Whatever it is, all of that energy around surviving. Just let it go as you breathe through this first chakra. Because in those ways, you are not loving the real essence and truth of who you are. And put your attention at your second chakra. Now be aware that each of these chakras are located along the spine. The second chakra is 2 inches below the belly button. And as you take more deep breaths and you exhale out through this second chakra, clear away any energies that would keep you in a place of fear, anger, depression, jealousy, loss, whatever it is that would keep your energy low and at a vibration that is not befitting of the love essence that you are. Also, clear out any energy of sexuality. Not that sex is a negative thing, by all means it is not. But in this way, you want to have your own energy and no one else's in your space. So whether it's a spouse, a partner, a friend, a stranger, if there's any sexual energy in your space from any of these people, just allow it to leave into the violet flame. Very good. And put your attention at your third chakra, which is located behind your stomach. This chakra is your power center. So as you exhale out through this chakra, just intend that you're letting go into the violet flame any kind of addiction energy, any energy that would keep you from being in a place of full power within yourself, anyone trying to control you, if you are trying to do any controlling of someone or something else, just let all of that go. Let go of the energies of your dreams and your nightmares so that you can be in the full essence of receiving and being in your power. The flame just takes all of this energy. And it doesn't matter if you're not able to envision everything or see everything happening. You may feel it. You may hear it. You may know it. However, you release, let it be so. Do not judge yourself. Do not go into any negative self-talk or feelings because you may not be getting it right. All you need do is just breathe through the chakra. The violet flame will take it from you. And you know that you are releasing all those energies that would block you from your unconditional self-love. And now let's breathe through the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is located behind the heart. And as you exhale out through that chakra, release all the energy of hatred, of anger, of low self-esteem, of lack of self-worth. This is the chakra that governs unconditional love in all ways. And so anything that might be in this chakra that would keep you from fully loving yourself and therefore others, just let it go. And if you are seeing images that don't seem to make sense, maybe images of people's faces, abstract images or colors, maybe images of everything from plants to animals to whatever it might be, buildings that don't seem to make sense to you, do not try to figure it out. Just simply let it go into the violet flame. Energies take on different forms and look different ways. Each one represents some type of energy that either you are stuck on or is stuck on you. So just release it. And as you continue to breathe, focus on your fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. That chakra is a wonderful chakra for you to clear any energy that would block your communication with others or block communication that you might receive from your spirit guides and angels. Clear any creative or lack of creative energy that you believe you might have. Clear out someone else's creative energy in the way that they believe you should create and do things. Let all of that go. Allow yourself to simply be in a place where you are able to have pure self-expression as spirit. This is also how you love yourself unconditionally. Very good. And as you continue to breathe, clear your sixth chakra, which is in the center of your head. That chakra is where you're able to see energy clearly. It is discernment. And this is a very significant chakra for you to clear away any judgment, any misperceptions about yourself, about others in the world. So as you breathe and exhale, allow any form of judgment to leave that chakra and go into the violet flame. Just clear out judgment. You are a divine, perfect spiritual being. And to perceive or believe or to judge anything less is not giving divine source its true honor in having created you. And as you again continue to breathe, you're clearing that chakra. Also clear your seventh chakra. And as you exhale through the seventh chakra, located at the top of your head, release any energy that keeps you in doubt, uncertainty, or any of those things. Just truly let it go. Let it go. Be certain of who you are. Be certain that you are a child of the divine. Be certain, without doubt, that you have inherited the essence of love in its full glory and beauty and wonderment. So, any intellectualizing or rationalizing, any energy on any level that would have you believe you were anything less but your true divine self. Now is the time to let it go. Very good. All right. And so know that your intention, as you've been breathing, and remember the breath is love, the breath is the food and manna of the divine, of creator, of the universe, that encompasses divine wisdom, divine intelligence, divine creation, divine love, divine joy, divine peace. In the breath is all of that. And this is how you were also created from breath. Now I'd like you to put your focus on your heart. Put your focus right at your heart, the fourth chakra. And as you continue to take these nice and easy deep breaths, pay attention to the beat of your heart. Just pay attention to the beat of your heart. Breathing deeply and easily, but pay attention to the beat of your heart. Very good. And now begin to see your heart as a pale pink, golden glowing light. Imagine your heart is a pale pink, golden, glowing light. It starts in the middle of your heart, and that light continues to radiate. It expands until your entire heart is aglow. Experience the ease, the calm, the beauty, and the love of this color vibration. You're aware of the beat of your heart, but you're also aware of how calm and easy how beautiful and how much love is centered there. As you tap into the essence of your heart at this wonderful, loving, and healing vibration, allow any lower vibrational energies to go into the violet flame. So if there is anything coming up, any thoughts in your mind, other than the ease, the beauty, the calmness, and the love that is there, let it go into the violet flame. If there are any images of people, any words that you're hearing, memories that come to the surface, whatever it is, let it all go into the violet flame. As you just breathe nice and easily, and continue to concentrate on the rhythm of your heart as you breathe in and breathe out. This is the center of that love. This pale pink golden light, and allow that light to go through every cell of your body, every single cell of your body, of every organ, every muscle. Every nerve, every lymph node, the entire body, the bloodstream, the bones, and bask in the full essence of this pale pink golden vibrational color. And now I would like you to allow another color, your soul color, to flood into your heart and join this pale pink golden light. Now your soul color is the very color of your essence, of your soul's vibration, which is power, love, peace, easiness, knowledge, wisdom, joy, compassion, and so much more. Your soul color is a personal, private color just for you. So whatever color begins to blend and make itself present in your heart with the pale pink golden light, that is your soul color. There's no right or wrong with this. And if you're not seeing the color, again, know, hear, feel what that color is. It is a vibration. It is an energy essence that no one else has in the same exact way as you. You really don't have to know what the color is consciously. Simply intend the vibration of your soul color in your heart to blend with the pale pink golden light. And notice how the blend of these colors continue to move throughout every cell of your body. Your heart is aglow with the vibrational mixture of this energy, and it goes through every cell of the body. And now we're going to even bring this vibration up a little bit more by adding a pearlescent golden hue vibration to this mixture, representing the Christ energy of love. This is being added to your soul color vibration. As your heart moves into the vibration of this energy, and it continues to flood every cell of your body. And it completely resonates with the vibration of the pale pink golden energy, your soul color energy, the Christ energy of the pearlescent golden light. It is all fused together. Intend and know with certainty that as this color bathes over every cell of your physical body, it's also bathing every cell of your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies as well. Now add to your golden soul color vibration a pale green vibration, which represents the wisdom of Buddha vibration. at a pale green vibration representing the Wisdom of Buddha vibration. Do not get caught up in whether you can see all of the colors or see a blending of the colors. Just allow your intellect to be moved out of the way. Let go of any struggle into the violet flame. You're just simply adding and layering these wonderful vibrations to your soul color vibration as it moves throughout every cell of your body. And it also moves now throughout every aspect of your space, which means everything inside the bubble. And now we're going to add one more color vibration, a pale violet energy vibration, which represents the peace of Krishna. Also very, very high. And these energies begin to permeate in your heart. Your heart is glowing with these wonderful color vibrations, and they move throughout every cell of your body and your entire space. This is the pale pink golden vibration, your soul color vibration, the pearl luminescent golden vibration, the pale green vibration, and the pale violet vibration. Connect with the experience of all these color vibrations and energies mixed with one another and your soul color vibration. Simply bask in the incredible love, peace, wisdom, and power you receive from each and every one of them. And one more nice deep breath. Be aware that these color vibrations with your soul vibration is a very powerful healing way to energetically bathe yourself in self-love. And a great way to start every morning. Now imagine you have a bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you. A huge, bright, beautiful golden sun. And allow yourself to soak up as much of this sun as you possibly can. Very good. And when you are done, you may open your eyes. And I want to thank you for being with me for this morning meditation. I'd also like to encourage you to go to centeroflightmiracles.org to the current events tab at the top and the live current events where there are other programs and many other things to enhance your spiritual growth and development, to help you create miracles in your life and accomplish your goals, to allow you to be the absolute best person you can be. There are different programs, all at affordable prices. Check it out and get started on your journey. Until next time, be at peace. Stay in joy and always love.